Well, here's a tough question. When you were 14 years old, did you know what kind of job you wanted when you entered the workforce? That question now requires an answer from thousands of Texas middle school students. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Houston Public Media's Laura Eisensee explains why.
10 eighth graders are skipping homeroom at Burbank Middle School in North Houston. They're sitting in front of computers in a lab.
So you know I need your eyes either on me or up here.
Counselor Danette Maldonado is trying to get them ready for high school by asking a really big question. What do you want to be when you grow up? This isn't a career fair. It's a new requirement for high school in Texas.
You're kind of going to pick your plan of study, and you pick it based on your interests and what careers you have in mind at this very young, tender age in your life.
That plan of study is called an endorsement. It's like a high school major. Some other states, including Georgia and Mississippi, also have students choose career pathways. In California, it's optional. Here in Texas, it impacts what kids study in high school, if they're on track for college, and potentially their future job. So Maldonado tries to get these kids to think about the big picture. It's a hard sell. So she hams it up as she reviews a career test.
Oh, wow, these are all the kind of jobs I can do because I'm conventional? Ooh, cost estimators. Ooh, finance. Ooh, hospitality and beauty. Oh.
Well, geez, how does a 14-year-old know what they want to do?
That's Republican State Representative Dan Huberty. He helped write this new education plan. He's quick to point out students can change their minds at least through 10th grade. He says it's not about deciding the rest of their life.
We're trying to get the kids engaged in their own education. We're trying to get the parents engaged and making sure that the counselors are making sure they're getting the right education. And we do that by talking to the students and saying, what interests you?
Back at Burbank Middle School in North Houston, 14-year-old Mario Carrizales is exploring architecture on a career quiz. His counselor, Danette Maldonado, goes over the results with him.
What about knowledge and skills? What do you got to be good at? Active listening, listen to your customers, what they want. So these are some of the important abilities you need to have. Can you visualize something?
Mario likes to draw, work on computers, and he's interested in trucks. But high school, not so much.
I don't know, I just want to go through high school already. Just get it done.
Mario is the kind of kid the lawmaker Huberty wants to reach. Get him interested in school. Get him thinking about his future. But others worry about kids picking a career track so early on. Bob Sanborn is with the advocacy group Children at Risk.
Unfortunately, a lot of freshmen have no idea what they want to do with their life. And sometimes as freshmen, you just say, well, what's the easiest thing to do? And you do that.
Students now have more choices to study areas where industry says they need workers to grow the economy. Think vocational school for jobs like welding, auto technology, and computer coding. Sanborn worries that kids who are smart enough for college will get channeled away from higher education, especially students of color and low-income students.
But I don't think we need to divert children who should be going to college now into technical education just because they're brown and black and are low-income.
Sanborn says as a teenager, he would never have picked a college track because his own parents didn't go to college. He ended up earning an Ivy League PhD. Other educators say the new career paths won't track students because the students choose what to do. Lupita Hinojosa is a school administrator in Spring, a suburb north of Houston.
It is a self-selection. It's about the students and their parents being aware of the options and selecting what they're interested for their child to study.
Hinojosa says the Texas Education Agency is committed to monitoring which students end up in different career pathways to ensure that schools don't limit future opportunities for kids. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.